The traditional territory of the Sinix tribe spans a wide swath of northeast Washington and southern British Columbia, but you've probably never heard of them, in part because Canada declared them extinct decades ago. But they're back. That's thanks in large part to a Washington state man with Sinix roots who just won a landmark court case. Correspondent Emily Schwing has the story from Nelson, British Columbia.
This was the scene outside the provincial courthouse in Nelson. More than 50 Canadian and American tribal members gathered to celebrate a court victory that affirmed a connection to their historic homeland. They hugged each other and threw their arms in the air. Many cried tears of joy and relief as they listened to a traditional honor song. For nearly 7 years. It took provincial court judge Lisa Mrozinski 2 hours to read aloud her judgment. It acquitted Rick Desitel of illegal hunting north of the U.S.-Canada border. Desitel is Sinixed from Washington State. Like many of his relatives, he was born and raised on the banks of the Columbia River on the Colville Reservation.
And one of the big things that I wanted to get the invisibility of me erased, and so I can come back here and have some input on things that are happening in this country to save a lot of the history that's still here.
In 2010, he crossed the 49th parallel to hunt for elk on the traditional hunting grounds of the Sinix tribe in Canada. It's the only Indian tribe the Canadian government has deemed extinct. After more than a century of conflict between the Sinix and miners, loggers, and other white settlers, the last remaining Canadian Sinix member died in 1956. But many others moved or were forced south into Washington state. Between 3,000 and 4,000 Sinix live on the Colville Reservation today.
I think we've been waiting, hoping, praying for this day since 1800s, probably.
That's Michael Marchand. He's the chairman of the Confederated Tribes of the Colville. He's also a Sinix descendant.
I know I was raised by my ancestors, my elders, and they talked about how we need to do this, and I've always felt this day would come. It's just a matter of when, and it's here. And so I'm happy. This is where our ancestors live and where we continue to live, and it's just a very happy day.
According to the decision, when Desitel went hunting in 2010, quote, he was exercising an Aboriginal right of the Sinix people to hunt in their traditional territory, as they had done for several thousand years, unquote. The judge pointed to historic evidence that indicates the Sinix were prolific hunters and they may not have willingly moved south to the Colville Reservation. The judge's ruling means Washington's Sinix members can now hunt in Canada with minimal restriction. Attorney Mark Underhill, who represented Desitel in the case, calls it a landmark decision.
So the Sinix exist in Canada now.
Yeah, and that's something that may sound a bit, what's the right word, a bit trite to say, but it's that profound, because for practical purposes, they were considered to be extinct. And so now there's a clear statement by the courts of this province that they exist. Yeah.
And they can come from Washington State to hunt here.
Yeah, I mean, there's all sorts of interesting little practical legal issues we'll have to wrestle with in the months ahead, an inevitable appeal, I'm sure. But as a practical matter, they can come up here and at a minimum, practice their traditional right to hunt. And that, as you saw from the reaction here today, is everything. It is everything.
Rick Desitel says he hopes the decision will result in more consultation between the Canadian government and tribes. The Inchilim man looks forward to resuming hunting in Canada. In Nelson, British Columbia, I'm Emily Schwing reporting.